This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Many of Wisconsin's schools have started the year virtually. Most teachers, as well as the Department of Education and the American Academy of Pediatrics, have emphasized how much better in-person classes are for kids overall. But what's lost when school isn't at school anymore? Madeline Fox reports on what students miss when they're disconnected from all the resources in a school building.
Do you want to have a sleepover movie night tonight? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Maybe get pizza tonight?
This is Elizabeth Stroik. She sent a recording of a conversation with her 4-year-old son, David. The two of them used to fill their time on evenings and weekends with friends and family and church. Since March, it's mostly been sleepovers with just the two of them. They used to have a really predictable, consistent schedule.
They started at 6 a.m., dropped the kid off at daycare, worked 8-9 hours, picked him up, and, you know, come home, make dinner, bedtime.
That all got scrambled in March. They've carved out a new normal, says Stroik, but it's come with its own challenges.
He was having nightmares and just like very strange nightmares. And my kid never had nightmares before this.
And then there was the weird.
He was like suddenly very afraid of volcanoes. He would like obsessively talk about this fear of volcanoes, and it started happening at the same time as we went into lockdown.
The particulars can change from kid to kid, but this kind of thing is pretty normal when children go through a huge disruption to their routine.
Children typically are more impacted, more stressed, when life around them is not predictable.
Molly Harney is a professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth, specializing in child development and education. She says that stress can come out in weird dreams, sleeping a lot more or a lot less, eating more or less, and developing new fears, even ones that don't seem to make sense, like volcanoes. Kids need routine and predictability. With school happening in their rooms or kitchen tables or at a library on their screens, some of that structure is lost. Hugh Davis, executive director of Wisconsin Family Ties, says it's especially important for kids with social-emotional, behavioral, or mental health challenges.
I think kids with mental health needs, that they know, that they experience these needs in a much more intense and less flexible way.
Harney, the Duluth professor, describes the coronavirus pandemic as a kind of common storm that families are able to weather better or worse depending on what they already had.
Some of the children are experiencing it by living in a yacht, some in rowboats, some in floaties, and some of the children are holding onto the driftwood that goes by.
For example, the kids that were clinging to driftwood before the coronavirus storm hit are much less likely to have reliable internet access. Ananya Sen is a professor of information technology at Carnegie Mellon. He and his team mapped out broadband across the country and found that families getting federal food assistance were the least likely to have what they needed for virtual classes.
What this pandemic has basically done has brought these technology digitization issues into the limelight. What this is going to do is going to potentially exacerbate existing educational inequalities.
Education has always been a bit of an uneven playing field. Wealthier families can guarantee internet access, often work jobs that get them home in time to walk their kids through homework and read with them, pay for test prep, and so on. But within the school building, a lot of what kids needed was concentrated in one place. Childcare, free and reduced lunch for those who need it, internet access, and computers, help for students with disabilities.
Public school is one of the largest universal investments made in children, period. And most of the anecdotal and evidence otherwise suggests that this is best delivered in person.
That's Katherine Ann Magnuson, a researcher at UW-Madison. Schools have tried to lessen the blow. They've sent buses out to drop off meals or broadcast Wi-Fi. They've gotten hotspots and Chromebooks to students. Some have set up daycares so kids with working parents or who need hands-on help have somewhere to go. Schools are in the middle of an experiment everyone would rather have skipped, getting kids what they need during a global pandemic. It's messy and imperfect, and it will make this year a very unusual school year. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.